From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, and we are now 8 minutes and 20 seconds into the second hour of this worldwide edition of the Alex Jones Show. The websites are Infowars.com, Infowars.net, and we are joined by Dr. Ed McCulloch. He is the head of the Daedalus Project. Daedalus was the father of Icarus. Remember Icarus? He basically used the hot wax to put the feathers on his shoulders and arms and flew up to the sun, thought he could be like the gods, but the wax got hot and he fell back to Earth. Interesting name. A lot of listeners are concerned about Homeland Security, page 76 of the package, forced inoculation, forced internment during a smallpox or other biological release. The Council on Foreign Relations in their last report said that Denver, Dallas, Cleveland, quote, will be hit by smallpox. I don't know how they could say will be hit, but Gary Hart also said that on Hannity and Combs. I have that on tape. And so now they're all over the country preparing for mass destruction attacks, building different FEMA centers and things. But specifically, we're joined by Dr. Ed McCulloch, and we've got a PR Newswire story here. I've got an AP article here. A SARS bioterror fears grow, prototype isolation and treatment facility to be built in Pittsburgh area beginning in mid-August. The three Northern Virginia companies today announced plans to assemble a prototype facility outside of Pittsburgh next month that could be used for isolating patients in the event of a terrorist attack, and it's a prototype of a larger 500-bed facility. And to tell us all about it is Dr. McCulloch. Thanks for coming on the show, sir.
Certainly my pleasure. Thank you.
Tell us about Daedalus and about your company and about some of the projects it works on and about this new facility that you're going to be building in Pittsburgh.
Thanks, Doug. I think the important point here is that Daedalus was principally focused upon the development of materials to create extremely low-cost housing in the emerging markets of the developing world. As it turns out, in our view, there are probably few materials available that provide the same structural integrity, the same projected longevity, and the same sense of dignity as the materials we have designed. So we had never really intended to be in the U.S. domestic market. We simply recognized through one of our associates that a requirement existed to have a low-cost response or a low-cost response capability that could put up 500-bed facility, a 500-bed facility within about 24 to 48 hours, and perhaps a 1,000-bed facility within 48 to 72 hours.
Now, the different news articles, and correct them if they're wrong, they say this is this 150-bed facility is a facility for the public and the government and the media to get a good look at, hopefully, I guess, to sell the system out there competing with the others that are bidding on the government contracts.
Well, I'm not sure if that's correct or not. I don't know of any potential government contracts for this particular development. As it turns out, this particular facility is under a government-funded contract through Allegheny County in Pittsburgh, where they have one of the more advanced or perhaps leading-edge groups involved in both civil preparedness and disaster response. This particular item, this particular demonstration, will in fact demonstrate that this particular low-cost material is applicable to this role and several other roles. So it really goes from this kind of facility through several others, including just neighborhood health and any kind of natural disaster response.
Now, the news calls it high-tech advanced system. What are the buildings made of? How do you put up a 500-bed facility in 24, 48 hours?
The original intent of these was to make them from glass-reinforced recycled plastic. So the panels, as they were originally designed, contain about 20% recycled plastic. They're a very low-cost building material, and they will be assembled in sections. They're made in individual panels. The panels are assembled, and then the panel sections will be stood up. So this is a relatively fast system to assemble.
But it's very strong, so it's a type of silicate compound with...
More accurately defined, I think, as a glass-reinforced polymer. Essentially, the polyolefins, or the plastics that we're more familiar with, like polyethylene, polypropylene, and an amount of fiberglass reinforcement.
Now, they said that during a quarantine, people are going to be locked up in these things for everyone's safety so they don't spread the pathogen. How does your facility provide that level of containment?
Well, I think that's a little inaccurate, or perhaps a little severe. The real notion here is that these facilities would provide the opportunity for observation, for isolation, for observation, for quarantine, and isolation. So, in fact, you would presumably have three different kinds of patients. Those who believe that perhaps they've been exposed but don't really know, those who have been exposed for certain, and those who have been exposed for certain and exhibit certain features of a particular disease.
Yeah, but I mean, they had the guy in Dallas that they thought had SARS, and he wanted to leave the hospital, and they wouldn't let him and chained him down to the bed.
Yeah, that's not a part of Daedalus' activity. Daedalus is really working on the structural side of this and integrating what we consider to be the non-medical life support system, so essentially the hotel services, the mechanical, electrical, plumbing, and HVAC, and the medical systems.
Wow, in 48 hours, having a system with power and water and everything.
That's correct.
So what do you have, like trucks that have nodules of different services, and then they all show up, put the frame together, and then stick the appliances in? Or?
That is correct. In the case of the heating, ventilation, air conditioning, the HVAC provider, that's really being done by Alban Cat, called Alban Cat Rental Solutions of Elk Ridge, Maryland, and they are a Caterpillar provider. So there is a system there devised by Caterpillar at York that is a self-contained HVAC system that can come along and provide either heating or air conditioning to the facility.
Okay, now, I understand you're in the composite materials and the new solutions and the infrastructure of this, but...
And on the planning side, that's correct.
We cover and track this occasionally here on the show. I have Detroit Free Press, I have Newsmax, I have Rocky Mountain News, where FEMA last year, by January 1st of this year, wanted 3 1-million-man emergency cities already set up. Were you aware of those contracts, or are you involved in those?
No, we're not either aware of them nor a part of them.
And I wonder why they need 1-million-person facilities. That's pretty big.
Well, I think the HRSA requirement from Health and Human Services is actually a surge capacity nationwide for a variety of reasons, including natural disasters, simply for 500 beds per million population. And beyond that, I can't tell you.
And so what does that translate out to with the 290 million people? 500 times...
Times the 285, 290, that's correct.
Yeah. Well, you're talking about multi-millions then.
It's a fair amount.
So what are the local FEMA people more worried about? SARS naturally occurring, or smallpox, or the...
Well, I don't think I can speak nor even know what FEMA's position is on this. Our interface is actually not with FEMA. Ours is through the Allegheny County and the working group there. So we're not directly involved with FEMA, nor are we a part of their planning.
Well, let's say somebody had smallpox and they're trying to bust out of the quarantine facility, and obviously that happens. That's what they've talked about. I just read the feds saying they're going to have secure facilities for this, but you're saying your facility wouldn't be for that, or... What I'm asking is,
it would be for that application in the case of smallpox, and that's probably the worst case scenario that we have used for determining what our requirements would be for the system itself.
Is the the National Guard training on how to put in your system, or?
We have had some interface with the National Guard, and we would like to see them have a role in this particular system. As of now, they do not. So they may be training for something, but they're not training for the use of our system, nor are they directly interfacing with us.
Wow. You guys have got a couple different websites. You're a company that's been involved here, the news says, in a lot of key infrastructure projects around the world.
Mm-hmm.
What site would you recommend for my listeners around the country to visit?
Well, the first site that will be meaningful will actually be the site in Pittsburgh. We have a very small structure prototype close to us in Newington, Virginia.
And this is the DauntlessProject.com.
That's correct.
And we have a link to news articles that have links to your website if folks can't spell Daedalus.
Right.
Doctor, tell us a little bit about yourself in the last 60 seconds. How did you get involved in this, and what's your background?
I'm essentially the developer of this. I am a planner developer. I've been involved on the material side. And this, as I said, principally focused upon our desire to participate in the markets, the emerging markets of the developing world. So it was just an odd application, not one that we were really seeking. But when we saw the opportunity, then we moved on that to define the requirements and then to meet those requirements through this type of facility.
So now you're just going to demonstrate this to government and the public. If I was you, Doctor, I would reach out to FEMA because, they've got 3 million man capacity system. I mean, I think if you haven't heard about that,
but
you need to go to Info.
Like,
pardon me?
Need to be an opportunity there.
Yeah, go to Infowars.com. Absolutely, because our news from last Friday, just click on the archive. Thanks for joining us, Doctor. Take care.
Sure.
All right, we'll be right back, folks.